Today, we're diving into the complex world of your upper body to solve a pretty common mystery. Why on earth does your neck ache so much when you're doing ab exercises? Okay, let's kick things off with a classic pet peeve taken straight from a manual for movement professionals. You've probably heard this before, right? The cue to use your abs more just seems so logical, but it completely misses the point. And that's really what sparks our entire investigation today. I mean, if the solution really is to just use your abs more, this is the next logical question, isn't it? Which one of those powerful ab muscles actually reaches all the way up and connects to your neck to give it the support it's so clearly crying out for? And here's our first major clue. Not a single abdominal muscle attaches to your cervical spine or your skull. Not one. So telling someone to use their abs more to support their neck is kind of like telling them to use their feet to type faster. The direct connection just isn't there. So, what is really going on here? To solve this, we've got to become body detectives. We need to investigate the scene of the crime, your upper body, and start peeling back the layers of muscle one by one, starting from the deepest ones and working our way out. We're going to find the real culprits. Let's start with our first piece of evidence, and this one is buried deep inside your neck. Meet the longus calli and the longus capitis. These are your deep neck flexors. You should think of them as the foundational security system for your head and neck, responsible for all that subtle stabilization. Now, what's really fascinating here is that last point. See, these muscles aren't built for big, powerful movements. Their main job is endurance and stability. And here's the kicker. In people with chronic neck pain, these muscles are almost always weak and underactive. It's like the foundation of a building is starting to crumble. Okay, now let's flip over to the back of the neck. Here we find the extensors, and they also have two different teams. You've got the deep suboccipitals, which are less about movement and more about information. They are packed with sensors that tell your brain where your head is in space. Then you have the big guys, the erector spinae group. These are the powerful movers that pull your head back. So, our investigation is about to take a sharp turn. Just when we thought this was a simple open and shut case about neck muscles, we uncover a conspiracy. Turns out the neck isn't acting alone. We're finding key accomplices that connect all the way down into the shoulder girdle. All right, let's look at the more superficial muscles, the ones closer to the surface. You've probably felt your SCM before, those two thick, ropey bands on the front of your neck. It's an absolute powerhouse with a really complicated job description. And right next to them are the scalenes, which not only move your neck, but also help you breathe by lifting your upper ribs. And this is a perfect example of just how interconnected everything is. I want you to think of the scalenes as a narrow mountain pass. You have major nerve bundles and blood vessels that supply your entire arm, and they all have to travel right through this little pass. So if the scalenes get tight and overworked, they can create a massive traffic jam, leading to things like tingling or numbness all the way down in your hands. Our source material introduces our next suspect with a little bit of anatomical humor. Its job, in fake Latin, is basically to prevent your head from jutting forward, a condition we all know and love as forward head posture. And here it is, the muscle the source identifies as a major culprit in neck pain. Meet the levator scapula. This muscle is very often the ringleader in the whole neck pain conspiracy. So check out its profile. It starts way up on the top four vertebrae of your neck and then travels all the way down to insert on the top corner of your shoulder blade. It is a direct line of tension between your neck and your shoulder. So when it gets tight from stress or just bad posture, it literally yanks on both ends, pulling your shoulder up towards your ear and cranking on your cervical spine. But here's the thing, and this is so important to understand. This isn't about one bad guy muscle. It's about a dysfunctional team. It's all about how the deep, quiet stabilizers and the big, loud mobilizers are supposed to work together, and what happens when that teamwork breaks down. So let's quickly define our terms. Stabilizers, think of them as the sophisticated endurance-based support crew. Their job is to hold your joints in just the right position. Mobilizers, on the other hand, are the flashy superstars. They're big, they're strong, and they create powerful movements. The problems start when the support crew doesn't show up for work and the superstars are left trying to do everything themselves. And a key stabilizing team for this whole shoulder complex is the rotator cuff. The little mnemonic SITS helps remember these four muscles, and their job is basically to hug the head of your arm bone, keeping it centered and stable in that really shallow shoulder socket. They are a critical part of that support crew. And now for the superstars, the mobilizers. You've got the latissimus dorsi, or lats. This is a massive, fan-shaped muscle that connects your arm to your entire torso. And right beside it is the teres major, which is often called the lat's little helper because it does the exact same powerful actions. These are the muscles that produce big movements like pulling and rowing. Okay, so let's bring all the evidence together, lay it all out, and finally close this case. What has our investigation into the aching neck actually revealed? The verdict is in. The aching neck isn't the problem, it's just a symptom. It's a distress signal. Those superficial neck muscles, like our friend the levator scapula, are screaming because they are being forced to do a job they were never designed for. The deep stabilizers are basically asleep at the wheel, so these mobilizers are trying to both move and stabilize the head, and they're just getting exhausted and strained under the load. Okay, before we wrap this up, let's do a quick knowledge check adapted right from our source material. Looking at this diagram, can you identify muscle C, the one we've been talking so much about? That's it. You got it. C is our primary culprit, the levator scapula. And seeing it here, you can really appreciate its direct connection from the upper neck all the way down to the shoulder blade. It's such a key player in this whole mystery. And you know, ultimately, this whole investigation reveals the most important lesson of all. Your body is not just a collection of separate parts. The neck, the shoulder girdle, the arm, it is all one continuous, interconnected system. What happens in one area directly affects all the others. And understanding this system is the first step. It's not about blaming one muscle. It's about understanding the team dynamics. So the final question isn't, how do I stop my neck from hurting? But it's more like, how does knowing about this entire team, the stabilizers and the mobilizers, change the way you think about your own movement and your posture every single day?